What's up, y'all? Welcome to another episode of Trippy Chronicles. Jacquees. Jacquees, baby. Baby. All right, so the internet has been on this big-ass frenzy because apparently Jacquees said he is the king of R&B. I can't even say that shit without laughing. Jacquees said he the king of R&B. Baby. You know what I'm saying? You have wishful thinking. You know what I'm saying? You're tripping like Big Shoe, okay? That's that little man complex shit. Jacquees, baby. And I'm going to keep saying it in that New Orleans voice because what the fuck was you thinking? Bruh, you haven't been out long enough to be saying that you the king of anything. Like, did you forget about Chris Brown? Did you forget about motherfucking Usher? Did you forget about R. Kelly? Did you forget about who else I could throw in there? Mainly them three. Did you forget about them? Are you smoking dicks? Apparently you are. So I decided to make this little short episode I just pretty much told y'all my opinion of who, you know what I'm saying, the king of R&B is. And I seen a little poster online where I think Tank was on there, Trey Songz, R. Kelly. Who else was on that damn thing? Chris Brown, Trey Songz, Usher, Tank, and R. Kelly. And even still, like, why the fuck y'all keep throwing Tank and stuff? Like, it's not ever all, like, why do y'all keep throwing Tank out there? I'm not, like, a big Tank fan. So I'm just like, why the fuck y'all trying to say, even put him in the category? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's like, I would put Trey Songz before him. And even still, Trey Songz is not the king of R&B, but he was, like, at one point in time, Trey Songz was fucking popping. You know what I'm saying? He was doing a lot of Futures. His music was popping. Like, yeah, but even still, even Trey Songz is not the king of R&B. So what in the fuck would make you think? You know what I'm saying? You haven't even had that many singles on the radio, and I don't even fucking listen to the radio. Like, you had a couple little joints, and don't get me wrong, Jacquees gets a bad rep. Like, people stay talking shit about him, and I don't know why, because to me, people say he can't sing. I feel like Jacquees can definitely sing. But, baby, you're not the king of R&B. Chris Brown just dropped, was that last year? He just dropped an album with, like, how many songs? I don't know for sure, but it was like, what, 40 songs? Like, Chris Brown been out since motherfucking I was in middle school. Me, I'm almost 27 years old. That is the king of our generation. The 2010s and up, Chris Brown is the motherfucking R&B of the king of R&B. And I stopped liking Chris Brown. I stopped listening to his music. I straight boycotted this nigga after he beat my sister Rihanna app. But, you know, I'm back, and I could never deny Chris's talent, even though, you know what I'm saying, he did that or whatever. I understand a little bit now that I'm older why that situation even went down the way it did, but, you know, I just can't believe he said that. And then R. Kelly, I really don't like him with his perverted ass. R. Kelly is sick. He's sick to the point where I know for a fact all his damn songs, he probably talking about little young girls, probably singing about them, talking about seems like you ready and your body's calling me. You know what I'm saying? R. Kelly need to be in jail, in fucking jail, behind bars. I can't wrap my mind around how R. Kelly is out, but Bill Cosby isn't. This is America. But yeah, Jacquees, you tried it. I'm trying to think of some other, and it's not that many R&B singers. Like, I feel like Miguel is a really good singer. I wouldn't say he's a king of R&B. Who else is, I like Brent Faiyaz. He's very underrated. Who else? It's not that many male R&B. You have The Weeknd. Like, why in the hell would Jacquees think that he was the king? I didn't even think about The Weeknd. And even The Weeknd, he's not the king of R&B because he does his little pop shit too. But that nigga can sing the drawers right off me, and so can fucking Miguel. So I'm just confused. Like, baby, don't do that ever again. Don't That's my vote for the King of R&B. And do I think that they should have a King of R&B tour? I think they should do it. I think it would be a huge moneymaker. And then let me get into the celebrity reactions. Because Jay Holiday, why the fuck would you ever, why would you ever even, you ain't nobody, like everybody said, ain't nobody heard from you since bed. So why would you ever come out the cut with a comment? And then on top of that, the lady was like, are you valet? He was like, no, people in valet don't wear Gucci. Boy, you look dumb as shit. That's why the fuck she thought you was valet Gucci or not. You look like you parked my car. Like, here's my keys. Like, you, that whole video was just embarrassing. That's embarrassing for your life and soul, Jay Holiday. Did I call him J. Cole? I can't remember. I think I called him Jay Holiday, though. Definitely not J. Cole. Tyrese. Tyrese can sing, but you're not the king, bruh. You just step aside. Don't even say no more. Who else tried to jump out there? I mean, that's like fucking... I don't know. I'm not going to say that's like Ray J saying he the king of R&B. Because Jacquees can actually sing, but don't do that no more. All right, baby? All right, baby. That's that little man complex. All right, that's all I got for today. I just had to throw my fucking input on that shit because that shit was mad fucking funny. I'll see y'all next episode.